Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
You know about Gobob Pipe and Steel's monster fence panels. They're designed for the cattle producer or sale barn operator that never wants to repair or replace any section of their pens. Monster Fence continuous panels are still available in 20-foot panels, but now the Monster Fence is also available in 24-foot continuous panels. Monster Fence from Gobob is quick and easy to build. The new 24-foot continuous panels are built tough, so you'll never need to replace or repair them. Gobob's new 24-foot Monster continuous fence panels are twice as heavy and several times stronger than conventional fence panel pipe, all without a sizable increase in cost. If you want to build your pens once and stop repairing or replacing because of damage, then you need Gobob's Monster Fence, now in 24-foot continuous panels. Heavy-duty, high-quality continuous fence panels by Gobob Pipe and Steel. Find Gobob Pipe and Steel online at GoBobRadio.com. That's GoBobRadio.com. GoBobRadio.com.
Well, the cattle complex should open moderately lower here today, checked by follow-through selling and talk of lower feedlot sales. Hog futures also likely to open lower thanks to residual selling and faltering wholesale pork demand. Cautious cattle buying interest should slowly build today and or tomorrow. Opening bids today should start around $106, $107 in our part of the country. Look for asking prices to start around $108 to $110 in our part of the country as well. Live and feeder futures should open moderately lower, pressured by bearish momentum and defensive fundamentals. Now, the hog buyers should resume work today with bids $1 to $2 lower than yesterday's action. The country offering remains generous and carcass value continues to struggle. Saturday's kills should be around 132,000 head, pushing the weekly total close to 2.3 million. The lean contracts are expected to begin on the defensive, checked by residual selling pressure and signs of struggling product demand. Well, grain futures closed mixed yesterday with even gains unable to generate any significant momentum as markets are stuck in a mid-August lull. Other markets closed mixed. Investors sold stocks on Wall Street, taking the dollar lower as they found safe havens in gold and treasuries. A crop in crude oil inventories last week helped support crude oil, but the trade is also worried about potential for a hurricane to strike the Texas Gulf Coast at the end of the week. Wheat prices were mixed yesterday. December soft red winter wheat futures made new contract lows before reversing higher to close with a 1 cent gain, but the nearby hard wheat contracts in Chicago and Minneapolis ended slightly lower. Burdensome global supplies fueled by a large Russian crop continued to weigh on prices, sending futures in Paris to new contract lows as well. The corn prices slid once more yesterday, with September settling about 425 lower, a new contract low. And on the soybeans, well, they were down more than about a dollar per bushel from their January 2017 highs, but have managed to scrape together a small rally the past couple of weeks. We'll check your futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, September was down a penny and a quarter yesterday, 397 and three quarters. December down one and a quarter at 425 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, September up a penny at 403 and a quarter, and December was up 1 cent at 430. September corn was down 4 cents at 342. December down four and a quarter at 353 and three quarters. The September soybeans up one and a quarter at 935. November is up a half penny at 938. October live cattle down 155 at 106.17. December down 97 cents at 109.10. September feeder cattle down 15 cents at 141.90. October down 57 at 141.70. October hogs down 32 at 63.55. And December down 20 cents at 58.85. October cotton up 6 at 69.66. December's up 1, 68.90. October crude down 21, 48.20. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.